And so we're going to discuss, what happens when you're trying to get your money out, or what happens with the capitalization of these companies when they use debt. So far, we've really just focused on equity. So let me just scroll through here, see if we can get to the panelists. To my immediate right is Roger Axmit. Roger's at Thompson & Knight. He's head of their Houston office. To his right is Glenn Dance from Grant Thornton. To his right is Abdon Rangel from Lynn Energy. And then at the end of the table is Howard Tucker from Ernst & Young. Bill Wilson, as John mentioned in the previous panel, unfortunately can't make it for there was a sickness in the family. So our thoughts and prayers go with Bill. Cliff Warren, if you're out there, if you want to come up and join the panel, you're more than welcome. I'd like to hear about the 385 regulations. If he's there, no takers. Okay, let me just scroll through here. I'm going to come back to some of these slides. Since you've heard from the investment vehicle slide deck about foreign investors, I thought I would capitalize on that, on their work earlier today, right after lunch. I'm going to posit a situation where a foreign investor or a foreign fund, could be a Canadian investment fund, sets up three blocker corporations, which then invest in oil and gas properties. They do a traditional joint development agreement with an operator or a leaseholder. It's a 50-50 deal. There is, to the JDA attached, a tax partnership agreement, but none of the business folks really remember that there's a tax partnership agreement involved. So each one of these blockers, let's call them A, B, and C,